We are learning Masechta Ksubis, Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, and we are starting the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom line. Hu Arus Varus Sasa, the Osa Kered Rav Yosef. There was a Arus and a Rav Sasa, which means two people, Ish and Ish, that were engaged. They were engaged. Engaged means they had Kedushin, they had Erisin, they didn't have Nisuin yet. They used to wait a year to the Nisuin, so they had Erisin. So in Halacha, they're considered married. The Osa Kamei, but they're considered married, but then they're on Nisuin yet, so the Osa Bebiya still. The also got made Rav Yosef, and she's pregnant. He Amra, she's saying Mine, it's from him. Vahu Amar in Mino, you're right, it's from me. So they're both being maskim that it's from the Baal. They're both being maskim, and it's not from the out there. So it's not a shiloh of an asinu mamzer. So Rav Yosef, we believe them. What should we choshesh for? Chada daka maida. First of all, they're both being maida. Va'oid, and even if they wouldn't be Maida, Ha'om Rav Yehuda Meshmul Halach Kera Gamliel. We had yesterday in the Mishnah that Rabbi Gamliel says that Isha was Mu'baris, and we ask her, who is this from? And she says, it's Ish Ploini V'Kayinu. She's Naman. So you see, she's Naman anyway. So here, even without the Haida, she'd be Naman. So we're saying two reasons why she's Naman. First of all, both Maida. Second of all, we passed the Kera Gamliel. Omle Abaya Uvaha, in this case, Kiloi Maida Machshir Ragamil, Ragamil Machshir. Ba'amalei Shmuel Rav Yehuda, Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, Shinna, sharp one, halacha k'rav gamil, we pass the gamil, va'at le savet uvda, adik rev k'sherim etzlah. But you shouldn't do ma'isa, halacha l'ma'isa, until you have rev k'sherim etzlah. That means, even though we learned that gamil holds, that even by rev psulim etzlah, you believe her, like we said yesterday, because she has a chesas kashrus, and she's a bari, but still, when it comes to halacha l'ma'isa, only by rev k'sherim believe her. V'hacha roiv psulim etzla. Here, roiv of the velt is psulim etzla. If she was mizana with anyone else, then the child's a mamzer because she has kedusha already from the baal. So roiv psulim etzla. So here, who said we go like Rav Gamliel? Because we have a memra that we pass like Rav Gamliel, but we don't do uvda like it. So here, lechayr, what's pshat? Here, you're allowing this. So Gemara asks back on this memra that says halacha v'at le'savet uvda v'letameich tikshla higufa. This whole memra doesn't make so much sense. Why? Halacha is saying it's halacha gavil v'at le'savet uvda. So what does that mean? If it's halacha, so why can't you do uvda? Elamayis l'cholameim. What do you want to say? The halacha means like this: halacha chilah di eved b'di eved halacha zaka gavil lechat chilah. You don't do zaka gavil by rei psulim. But the Gemara says, here also, even without them being Maida, you would be Saimach on Rabbi Gamil, even Rabbi Psulim. That's the why. Here's Kedievet. Like Rashi says, Hanami Kedievet, Rashi Dimas Honak Kedievet, the first narrow line, Shinis Abra, Va'ataba Lifso Uba Vela Oisra La Aris, and you want to ask her on the Aris, because if she was a Mizana, it means she was also an Aris, then Einatamina, Reatamatsiyama Baila. So Lachari, here it's Kedievet, because here, if you go not like Rabbi Gamil, you're going to have to say she's mizana with someone else, so then she's also the husband. So here's a b'di'evet. The only question is, the Ran asks, that good v'gabi her, it's b'di'evet. What Rashi's mashma, she's neman l'gabi the uber also. Why by the uber is that b'di'evet? Look, her uber still didn't get married yet. When she gets older, we shouldn't let her get married to a kasha, because that's a l'katchila, she can't go get married. We're only saying with Samech and b'di'evet, with Samech by Reb Sula Metzla, and here we're saying it's b'di'evet, but it's only b'di'evet l'gabi her, because she's going to lose her marriage. But who's the legavita uber? That's called the avid. Let me break the Ran. The Ran has a kasha that the why is the uber called the avid? So the Ran answers, Yeshloima, I'm reading the lashon of the Ran in the back, Yeshloima the hachkama, kiven she'ilu at the paisel uber mishum safik mamzer. If you would pass the uber, shum safik mamzer, af hu libay naikva. He would be nervous a little bit also, perish vera, and would separate from his wife. Because he would separate from his wife if the uber was considered suffering mamzer. That's one pshat. The Ritva says another pshat. The Ritva says because the child will never be able to get married because he's a suffering mamzer. He can't get married to a mamzer because maybe he's a Yisrael, and he can't get married to a Yisrael because maybe he's a mamzer. So then it's called the eved. Also, even before the kid gets married, it's called the eved because the kid has such a chomer de gedin on him. Like upon him, that's what the Gemara says over here, that we pass the gamil only b'di eved when it's roiv psulim etzla. Romalei Abaya l'Rava, or some have a gear, so Romalei Abaya l'Rava. This is Stam Akasha on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that Rabbi Yeshua holds that when the Isha walks in Mu'baras, or she's Nivala L'Ploini, whatever the case is, she's not believed. Now why is she not believed? Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that you don't go bust at the Cheskes Kashas. And we said, well, she's not Neman, why should she be Neman? Maybe she was Nivala L'Apostle. You don't go once the kashrus. Even though she's a chazaka, she's a kosher lady. We don't, and we say maybe she was never a little apostle and she's apostle tikkuna. That's the lacha of Rabbi Yeshua. So Romle Abayla Rava, Miyam Rabbi Yeshua in the menace. Rabbi Yeshua say not Naaman, but Aminu, I'm asking you a question from a different case where you see in some Mishnah and Idias where you see Rabbi Yeshua says that you are Naaman. Verminu, hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Rabbi Yeshua ben Seira said Eidus al Amonas Isa she ksher lekuna. He said Eidus al Amonas Isa that she is kosher lekuna. What's Amonas Isa? So Rashi has two pshatim and Tosfos has a pshat. So we're first going to go with the whole sugya. Rashi's first pshat. So Amonas Isa, Rashi explains it like this: that there was someone who's a suffolk chol. How is a man a suffolk chol? His mother was married twice. His mother first married to Reuven, and Reuven threw a get at her, and we're not sure if it was close to her or not. And after that, suffolk, Reuven dropped dead. So either way, this lady's allowed to get married now because she doesn't have a husband. But we're not sure if she's a grusha or not. She's a suffolk grusha. She goes ahead a few months later, and she goes marries a kohen. She marries a kohen, and she has a child. She marries a kohen, she has a child, Yankel. So Yankel is a suffolk chol. Why? If his mother's a grusha, so then it wasn't allowed to marry a kohen. And if she's not a grusha, she was not a kohen. So this Yankel is a suffolk chol. This suffolk chol Yankel marries a lady, marries Rachel. And so now, she married to Rachel, who's a suffolk chol, and the suffolk chol dies. So is Rachel mutter tikkun or not? Rachel is a almana of a Isa, almana of a suffolk chol. That's what she is. She's a almana of a suffolk chol. So Rabbi Yeshua said on her that she's kasher lekuna. So what do you see? You go bust a cheses kashrus. She has a cheses kashrus, this almana. This Rachel has a cheses kashrus. She married the suffolk chol. Her cheses kashrus says that she's kasher. So you see, you go bust a cheses kashrus. In our Mishnah, we're saying you don't go bust a cheses kashrus. Here you say you do such a stira. Amalei, no. So he answered. Rava answers not a stira. Hachi hashta. Hasam there by the case of almana. Before Rachel got married, she must have investigated the story, and she figured out that the get wasn't a good get, and the guy's not a chol. The hachah hashtam isha nisas by dakas nisas. Someone who gets married checks it out before she gets married. Hachah isha mazana by dakas mazana. Rabbi Yeshua says not like Rabbi Gamliel that we learned Tosfos yesterday. She says, does the isha mazana by dakas mazana? We think before she's mazana, she's by dakas, not by dakas. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua says, not a raya. Over here, she's by dakas. That's why she checks it out. That's why we say she's kosher. I'm shaking our Mishnah, when she's mazana, she doesn't check it out. Amar Rava, so Rava says, that's why some girls are Rava. So I'm a Rava. So Rava says back to Rava that what kind of, there are Shua, Rav Shua, Kasha, the Gamil, Rav Kasha. Why only have a Kasha on Rav Shua and Rav Shua? There's a Kasha Rav Gamil, Rav Gamil also. But Tani Sefer, it says in the Sefer of that Mishnah in Idias, Omalem Rav Gamil, Kabalnu Ade Seichem. I hear you, Idias, no problem. You're telling me that it's Kasha, good. Ava Ma Nasa, Shrei Gozer Rav Yechon Ben Zakai, Shalah Hushiv Bezdin Al Kach. Rabbi Yechim HaKazak is going to say that the halacha is that almana is osha tekuna. Shekahanim shem lechem l'rachik avol l'karav. No one's going to listen to this edus. The kahanim will listen if you want to make a chumra on them. A kula, they're not going to believe you. And we hold that she is osha. So what do you see? That Rabbi Gamil holds here, they don't go with the chesed kasher. So his mom is the opposite shittas. Rabbi Shua says it's kasher, Rabbi Gamil says it's possible, and our Mishnah says the opposite. So it's a kasher on both of them. So Rava says, I'm telling you a different terrors. I'll tell you, Teretz, why Gamil is not Shvet. Elam Rav, the Gamil like Kasha, Hosom Bari Hakashema. In our Mishnah, she says, Bari, I was Mazana with that person. I know exactly who it is. And I know he's Miuchas. Mashenkin here, how should Almana know? The Almana is a Shema. She doesn't know anything about the Safichol. She doesn't know about the Get. She has no way to investigate that. It's a Safik. It's a Shema. And that's why here it's possible. Aye, now you said it's a Shema. So what's Pshat Rav Yeshua now? Back to Stira. Wait, how do we answer Stira Rav Yeshua? He says, Isha v'dekes v'nissas. V'dekes doesn't help. We're going by Hashem. She has no way to know if it's a suffolk chol or loy, suffolk chol or loy. So now we have to answer Rav Yeshua. So this Tosfos speaks it out. Then now you have to answer Rav Yeshua. Tosfos, the master Rav Yeshua. Small Tosfos. It says, V'hashlo imotz l'shnuye, the v'dekes v'nissas k'dushan l'el, kim d'hashlo kimno be'om r'shama. So now it's Shver, Rav Yeshua, Rav Yeshua. Hasam. So the Tosfos like this. Hasam chad sveike, hacha tre sveike. In the case of our Mishnah, it's one suffix. That's where it goes to Chumrah. But here, it's two sveikas. What do you mean, what's two sveikas here? So Rashi says it's two sveikas. First of all, the mother of the chol, it's a suffix, she's a grusha or not. And then, It's a suffix if this almana is a mono so a chal also. That's two sveikas. I can ask me, it's not two sveikas, one suffix. So the Rosh Hashanah explains that the Gemara means two sveikas because you have two cheskas kashrus there. First, the cheskas kashrus of the suffix rusha, that isha, and you have a cheskas kashrus of this almana. So you have two cheskas kashrus, that's what makes it into a sveikas. This is one of the shverik items, this pshat, that I heard that real sveikas. What? Every isha, every person was born is born kosher. Yeah, so
something happened that she's knowledge.
Right. No, something happened. So the Chazaka says that we're gonna go that the halacha that the what happened was not something not good. That's the Chazaka says. So the Chazaka on the mother and a Chazaka on herself that says that they're kosher. So the Chazaka called Chazaka kosher. It means like the status quo. What was there from before? So that's what's called two suffix. That's the problem with this pshat. That's what we're gonna tell you another pshat from Rashi. That's one of the kashas. That is the only kasha of this pshat. That the what's widespread fake. Let's finish the Gemara and then we'll say the other pshat. So like kasha, Rabbi Shimon ben Tver, ha so am chad seikav and the Mishnah before is one suffix. Ha called trace fakey, which we're saying means was suffix on the mother of the chol and suffix on the almano of the chol. Hilkach, what comes out, you know, the recap is like this. The Rebbe Gamil almle bari the fill of chad seik and I machsher. Bari so strong that's why the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel it's one suffix and still you know man. He said even can I get right psul minaman. The kile shema and shema is not strong at all. That fill of a svek svek and I am possible. Even here by manas isa, which we call a svek svek, is possible. And Rabbi Shua is the opposite. The Rabbi Shua almle chad sveka that fill of a bari nine possible. One suffix is go to chumra even by a bari. The kile svek sveka and svek svek is cool dick like over here. We are manas isa that fill of a shema nine machshir. Even by shema he's also machshir. So the problem is. So that's Rashi's first pshat. So you a beautiful pshat. But Rashi means there's not a pshat in the Svek Sveka, in Almanas Yisa, because he wants to answer why is it a Svek Sveka. And Rashi's pshat is like this. What's the case of Almanas Yisa? The case is that the Baal was a Svek Sveka. How? That the same case, that there's a lady who had a Suffolk Gerishin from Ruvain, and a Suffolk Karla Karvala, and then he dies. But what happened over here is that the Ruvain's wife married a Kohen within 3 months. Within 3 months, married a Kohen. And they had a baby. They had a baby, Yankel. Yankel is a Suffolk. Who's he from? Is he from the first husband or second husband? So now, there's two stars of Yankel's mother. Two Svekas. First of all, maybe he's from the first husband. First husband wasn't a Kohen. It wasn't a Shiloh of Chol. And even if it's from the second husband, maybe it was never a get. So the Yankel is a Sveka. Suffolk Chol. Because maybe he's a Yisrael. And even if he's a Kohen, maybe his mother wasn't a... Maybe his mother wasn't a grusha, so svek sveka, and the mother and Rachel married him. So now this is a svek sveka. This is the case of svek sveka. So what's wrong with this pshat? This is a beautiful pshat. So Rashi already asks himself a kasha. He answers Teretz. The problem is that the Gemara says, "What's our manas yisa?" That a suffolk call gets mixed up with her. L'chayra, it's not a suffolk call. It's a svek sveka of chol. So therefore, that's a little bit of an aura on that pshat. Akaponim, that's Rashi's second pshat. Tosfos says a different pshat. Tosfos says a little bit different. Tosfos says there was a family that had a suffix chol mixed up into it, and she married someone from the family. So there's two svegas there. Maybe she married the suffix chol, and maybe she didn't. And even if she did, maybe the guy's not a chol. That's the svegas. That's Tosfos learns. Akaponim, we have three pshatim in the Maros Yisa, but either way, what comes out very clear is like this. That by one suffix, Rabbi Mil says Bari is Neman, and Rabbi Shua says not. By Svek Sveka with a Shema, Rabbi Mil says Aser, and Rabbi Shua says it's Kosher, because a Svek Sveka is Kosher even by a Shema, and by one suffix, Bari doesn't work, according to Rabbi Shua.